Regina, many people felt the ramifications when PV Mart announced last week that they would be closing all of their stores across the country. One organization in particular that was affected by the closure is the Al Ritchie Community Association, ACCA. Dennis Samard, executive director of ACCA, explained that their group's funding is dependent on outside sources. ACCA does get funding from the city of Regina and other places, but it's not enough to cover all their costs. So, ACCA will write grants to various places, which include PV Mart. ACCA had tried getting a grant from PV Mart over the past few years with no luck. However, in 2024, ACCA got a response from PV Mart in the fall regarding the grant. After numerous phone calls, PV Mart wanted to do a Zoom meeting with ACCA. Samard remembers seeing a huge table of people sitting in there, and we find out that one of them is the CEO of PV Mart. The meeting was a formality by the hardware store, who informed Samard that ACCA was one of the 10 projects across Canada to receive a grant of $10,000. PV Mart informed Samard he should receive the money in November. However, that never came to be. Samard kept being told by the hardware store that they were having trouble sending out the money, and the date ACCA was supposed to receive the grant kept getting pushed back. When asked if that concerned Samard at the time, he said, "Yeah." He added, "Anytime there's any delay or anything like that, there's always kind of a red flag that goes up, and you're trying to figure out why." After months of waiting, in Jan, Samard got an email from a PV Mart employee, who told him they lost their job and that ACCA shouldn't be counting on receiving the grant. Samad's initial reaction to all of this was, "First off, we feel super bad for all these individuals who have lost their jobs, right? So, we're super sad about that." He added, "It was also sad about what that meant for us because we've been struggling financially and knowing that we weren't going to count on that $10,000 anymore was problematic." The money ACCA was supposed to receive from PV Mart would have served two functions. The first is their community garden project. As Samard explained, "We've had these gardens for many, many years, but the quality and the nutrients of the soil have gone down. Basically, you can only kind of pull stuff out of that soil for so long before you need to put something back into it to kind of get it back into a healthy nutrient level. And that hasn't happened for many years. A large portion of that was really to go get manure and other supplies to replenish the soil. As for the other function, the rest of the funding would have gone towards ARCA's food nutrition programs and food security programs. We have children from the ages of 0 to 6, in sort of our toddler programs that are learning about healthy food habits. Also, we have our teen programs, which are learning about how to cook and sort of have healthy snacks for them," said Samard. One thing Samard pointed out in terms of receiving grants from funders is how the process is taking longer due to a higher volume of applications. While Samard cannot confirm how many applications they used to receive, the process would be around 2 months typically. "Now, that time frame has tripled, and it's taking about 6 months to go through," said Samard. ARCA's need for funding has ramped up over the past few years because of the growing needs of the people in the community. Samard said, "Over the course of the last 4 years, we went from, like feeding and clothing, 50 families a month to now 3,000 to 4,000 families a month." He also added around 5 to 10% of the clients ACCA serves are currently living on the streets. The way ACCA identifies if someone is homeless is, the clients, provide us, ACCA, with their postal code, so if they have a postal code, that's great, but if they don't, they tell us, and then we just basically know that. So, we mark that person as homeless, and we go from there, and that's how we kind of track those numbers. The numbers ACCA has collected suggest the amount of people that are living on the streets is trending upwards over the past few years. Since ACCA has had to serve more people, their budget has been tight since last August, said Samard. This has forced Samard to lay off some staff at one point and shut down certain programs. Hoping to receive help from the community, ACCA posted to their social media last week talking about how they lost out on the grant and that they would be willing to talk to anyone who's interested in supporting their upcoming projects. After ACCA posted on their social media, Samard said the reaction has been pretty amazing. He added, there's been a ton of that support, which is great. We've also had, you know, groups come up and just say, hey, we can't do cash, but we can do food. We can do clothing. We can volunteer our time. We can do that. And so that's been amazing to create those new connections. And the truth is, we're really lucky that we've got some local businesses that are talking to us about, you know, seeing if they can help us financially. Samard was also asked if people could bring in specific items that are currently in need. He mentioned baby supplies are something Akka doesn't get often, but most people they serve are in need of it. He also noted any type of clothing, but underwear and socks are acceptable.